Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is opening the doors to the controversial gift room where dozens of gifts are given to the city. WBEZ reporter Tessa Weinberg went to the room.
The mayor's office let reporters in to see a small closet tucked away in a quiet part of City Hall where they store gifts Mayor Johnson has accepted on behalf of the city. The literal open-door policy comes after Johnson's office previously denied city investigators access to the room. Here's Deputy Mayor Lori Lipson.
Once we open the doors and people see, I think people will be less inclined to think something is amiss.
Lipson says the public will be able to sign up for 15-minute time slots to view the room. I saw cufflinks, T-shirts, mugs, hair conditioner, a Mont Blanc pen, and a Gucci bag, though Lipson says she thinks the Gucci's a knockoff. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
Congress has until this Friday to pass a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown, and one Indiana congressman is warning against cuts to Medicaid. Frank Mervan represents Northwest Indiana, which includes Gary. It's one of the few blue areas of the state. The Democrat says he's worried about proposals to drastically reduce spending on Medicaid, which helps cover medical costs for low-income people.
We're talking about services to senior citizens, veterans, and children with complex medical situations. So the fact of the matter is, I'm going back to fight for Northwest Indiana and to make sure I give a voice to the voiceless.
However, Mervan says he does not want a government shutdown. Democrats at the Illinois Capitol are pushing a measure to regulate homeschooling, but Republicans and homeschooled students are pushing back. Students, their parents, and advocates used their annual Cherry Pie Day, where lawmakers get homemade cherry pies, to rally against the Homeschool Act. The proposal would set new reporting standards between parents, the State Board of Education, and local public districts. It also covers matters like curriculum, vaccinations, and attendance. Homeschooling is largely unregulated, and Republican State Representative Brandon Schweitzer says that's because it's not a problem.
This legislation is being sold as a protection of children measure, but in reality, it is just placing another unnecessary burden on our families and on our education system here in Illinois.
The bill could get a committee hearing as early as this week. The Illinois Pollution Control Board is considering stronger than federal emission standards for motor vehicles, and respiratory health advocates are showing out in full support. Dr. Shripada Tripathi is a pediatrician at the Southern Illinois School of Medicine. He was one of several speakers at a press conference yesterday that was held outside the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency's offices in Springfield. He says he sees more children come in with breathing problems where the air quality is poorer.
Asthma is one of the more chronic conditions of childhood, and I think there is a clear link between pollution and the children that come into the hospital for asthma.
Advocates want the board to adopt new standards that would boost electric vehicle production. If approved, a commission of state lawmakers will next review and vote on the new rules. Some more things you should know today. The old train station on Wilson and Broadway is being revamped into a local food market. The co-op Chicago Market signed a deal with the Chicago Transit Authority to take the space in 2018. Now they're fundraising around $12 million to renovate the space and prepare it to host a grocery store. They hope to open the store by the end of this year. The Chicago Bears broke the bank on the first day of the NFL's free agent negotiating window. They kicked things off by reportedly signing center Drew Dahlman to a three-year, $42 million deal, making him the second-highest paid center in the league. The Bears also reportedly signed edge rusher Dayo Odengbo and defensive tackle Grady Jarrett to three-year deals. Today's weather, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 52 degrees, and tonight we'll see a low of 40. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and a high of 48. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.